Good morning and welcome. My name's Nick Hodge, professional geek for Microsoft. Here we have the new version of Windows Live Photo Gallery. It's a beta, and you can download it now. What I'm demonstrating is how you can import from a camera scanner directly into Windows Live Photo Gallery. In my instance, I have a secure digital card that has photographs stored on it. I am going to import all of the photos from the camera and automatically name those photos, but also add tags. Tagging is a way of adding little labels to the images. Just like you organize the photographs in your shoebox underneath your bed with different eras, or if they contain different people, or they are different events. Tagging is a simple way of doing a similar thing, but having the computer do the hard work for us. Click on import, and my five pictures are imported. Let's have a look at them. In this instance, they are five pictures that I took recently of Sydney Harbour. As you can see over here on the left, I also have photographs from different events, where I've, such as TechEd, where I photographed Frank Arrigo. Here are my five Sydney Harbour photographs. What I'd like to do is upload them to Flickr. Flickr is a service of Yahoo that is widely used by photography enthusiasts around the world to share their photos, see other people's photographs, and comment on them. The first time you use Windows Live Writer with Flickr, you need to authorize Windows Live Writer to the Flickr service. As you can see here, I'm just saying authorize. I go to the Flickr webpage, log in. I have a Flickr account. I'm going to allow Windows Live Photo Gallery to upload to Flickr. It's been authorized. Let's close the window. Click on next. This is a once-time only authorization. Click on next. And Windows Live Photo Gallery logs into my Flickr account, which is Nick Hodge. I can add it to one of my existing photo sets or create a new photo set. I can ask Windows Live Photo Gallery to resize the image and also apply certain permissions. I can make certain images private, for instance. I'm going to publish these five images. They'll get uploaded into Flickr. And one of the beauties and one of the most impressive features about Windows Live Photo Gallery is the automatic tagging. Windows Vista has the ability to tag photos as they are imported. With the new Windows Live Photo Gallery, we take these tags and automatically insert them as tags when uploading to Flickr. So instead of having to type twice if your tagging or your labels that you wish to apply to your photos, we can do this in one place, that is at import time, and have Windows Live Photo Gallery do all the hard work. So here I'm just renaming each of my images before they are uploaded. And I really should do this as on my local computer, but I tend to use the tags as my mechanism of organizing my photos. Click OK. And I will then see my photos in my photo stream. Sydney Opera House, some ugly person, including photos that I've taken on different holidays and photos I use on my website. Another feature in Windows Live Photo Gallery is creating panoramic photos. This is something that I do as a hobby, actually, is take photographs of a panorama and have applications stitch them together to generate one large photo. This has been quite common in photography, to take a 360 degree view of an area or of a particular piece of panorama, in this instance I suppose is the best word, and generate a result such as this. The Windows Live Photo Gallery, zoom in here a little bit, automatically stitches the images together, twists them and rotates them. The little red flower there, for those that are botanists, is a Banksia. We see the Sydney Harbour Ferry, Opera House, Circular Quay, and the wonderful Sydney Harbour Bridge with the Australian flag at the top. That was stitched together using Windows Live Photo Gallery and is also uploaded into my Flickr.